Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Oh, here's a crazy story. Let's get right into this. A police helicopter pilot gets a burglary alert.
Bull.
Burglary.
Say again?
Love that word. Burglary alert on his doorbell cam. And then he hunts them down. So, talking about seeing the right thing at the right time. So, three teens in Deltona, Florida, they were driving around at 2 in the morning on Sunday looking for cars to break into, sort of like smash and grab, I guess. And someone's Ring doorbell cam got them on video.
I'm watching a car that kind of matches the description here at Howland and Red Fox.
Looks like
very slow rate of speed. Get ready for a bailout.
Hey, unit, slow down a little bit. Let me get with the block.
Back left, bailout.
Got it, boys! Oh, yeah!
Copy, no outstanding, correct?
Just the deputies, they are absolutely outstanding.
Good eye, brother. Good eye. Yeah, we'll talk later, but good eye.
Like we just listened to the end of Convoy. Like it's the backing track. Hey, please tell me they got a dirt track. They do the Deltona 500.
Deltona.
Oh, I hope so.
So they used, of course, the night vision camera to track them down, and the cops got them on the ground, and they couldn't pull them over, so they used the spike strips and flattened the tires. So all three of them were arrested. Pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
I want a police helicopter to fly around in case somebody burglarizes my home.
So police found a bunch of wallets in the car, and it turned out to be, the car itself turned out to be stolen. So they're now facing multiple charges.
These people stole everything.
Yeah, they were professional thieves that weren't very good.
Those cops were, you know, kind of, they were more organized in what they were saying. I guess what I'm saying is when I watch these cop videos of the body cams and whatnot,
cop,
there's a whole lot of cussing going on.
Well,
like, do they, I don't know if that's part of the training where you're not supposed to, or I know it just comes out, you know, when you're in the heat of the moment, but.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I saw a video where a cop comes through the house. He tells the guy to get on the effing floor. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that shows you're being serious.
I guess.
It definitely does.
I mean it.
I mean, there's so much cussing.
You mean it.
I mean it. Get down.
All right. During these trying times, who better to do a one-hour special on coronavirus would be South Park?
There's nobody better. We need this.
We need
Damn,
this.
I'm surprised because they work, what, 72 hours? They can get an episode out,
yeah,
generally?
It doesn't take them long, but this is like an hour-long special, but not just 30 minutes.
It's writing itself every day, though.
Right.
Yeah, but that in a way, it makes their job a lot harder because the most ridiculous stuff they can write is already happening for real.
You got the promo if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
A little sample.
Hi, I'm very proud to announce a pandemic special.
You're gonna try and make us go back to Skew. You really wanna go back to that slavery?
Dude, get out of my house!
You could be spreading germs!
welcome back to class. I'm your new teacher, Detective Harris.
You guys don't seem totally stoked.
A pandemic special, Randy? Really?
South Park, the one-hour pandemic special. New Wednesday, September 30th at 8.
You are a child!
On Comedy Central.
Surprised they can afford to keep that show.
I'm surprised it's not on HBO Max.
It is, every episode.
Is it really?
Except the two Muhammad episodes are not on there. But the rest of them are.
Well, I think it should be. Really? We can laugh at ourselves and take this lightly.
So the HBO Max has a lot of good stuff, man. It really does. There's every episode of South Park, Fresh Prince.
What's your promo code, Nine? I'd like to save 10% a month.
I don't have one. I know they're running that promotion.
You want a promo code for real? I'll send you one.
Please.
Okay. Or I can just tell you it's Cuties 10.
That's for Netflix.
You're going to swallow your tongue or your...
Yours?
Where did you start smoking?
I don't know. It's like your lungs are going inside out.
Oh, boy.
I'm working them out.
You had the smoker laugh from hell. Like an old smoker lady laugh.
I can do it on command now.
Snidely or snaggle?
That would hurt.
It does hurt.
Oh, boy.
It turns out you can get that laugh from smoked barbecue as well.
Oh, boy.
Smoked meat will get you.
Liquid smoke.
Yeah.
Well, the treatment of this, the summary of this special, Randy comes to term with his role in the COVID-19 outbreak as the ongoing pandemic presents continued challenges to the citizens of South Park.
It has to be a Randy episode to be good if it's this. Randy Marsh is the best. Randy on South Park is the absolute best ever.
Do they still do Mr. Hankey, or is that like a one-off?
No, there's been a bunch of Mr. Hankey's. I don't know when the last one was or anything.
The pandemic poo.
Yeah.
What they should call him.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then he's sick.
He's like Jabba the Hutt. He's like sitting there like,
wow. He's sick. You can catch it from him, too.
He says,
Howdy ho, don't flush me.
By the way, if Fatboy ever invites you over to smoke some meat, don't go.
Oh, no.
It's not what you think.
No. Mm-mm, it's not filtered.
No. Oh, those were not Boston Butts. It was Liberty Ass.
It's mystery meat.
You mosey on up to that hole in the wall and just kiss it for a minute.
My inner sausages. Oh, boy.
No.
Yeah.
More than that.
Little Smokies.
No.
More like Little Smokies.
If you put like four packs of them together.
Family of little ones. With little ones.
The Smokies.
Family with little ones. That's why we need to be a TV show, damn it.
Make a pilot.
We have to produce a pilot.
Oh, no.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'll do the audio for
Lindsey Graham, can we borrow your pilot?
I don't have a lavish lifestyle.
Hold on, I gotta make it equals. I gotta say something about Jamie Harrison.
Hey, lobbyist.
Won't you get out of the lobby?
Yeah, lobby.
What? $4 million on the kill list.
All right. Do you do the do?
Sequel.
That's equal now.
Do the do?
Yeah.
No. Oh, you talking about Mountain Dew?
Uh-huh.
I
do not. It tastes like flat soda with sugar in it to me. That's what regular Mountain Dew tastes. It's not the carbonation isn't all the way there, and it's like syrup without bubbles.
Yeah, it's like candy acid.
Yeah, it is. It's just like a bottle of syrup.
What a way. Do you ever dream of drinking a bottle of candy acid? Try the new Mountain Dew.
Hey, now. People love it. They even swear by it.
My daddy loved it.
Diet Mountain Dew.
Hey, it's Mountain Dew Zero Sugar now.
All right, so yes. Mountain Dew was originally invented in the 40s just to be a mixer for alcoholic drinks. I did not know that because...
The song is older than the drink.
I admit that I did use my husband's Mountain Dew to mix it with tequila once.
Well, if you'd used the diet version, it would have got you drunk faster.
It was okay, but we happened to be, out to sea.
The old logo for Mountain Dew was actually an old hillbilly.
It was.
Missing teeth and drinking moonshine, drinking a jug with three X's on it.
Yeah.
It was Mountain Dew. They were trying to tell you, hey, it's moonshine, guys.
Yeah, but they realized that rock gut stuff needs something in it.
Yeah.
Something sweet and sugary.
That's right.
Well, this is the big announcement for you Dew lovers. Mountain Dew margaritas are coming to Red Lobster.
What? Wait a minute. What? First, you had it at Mountain Dew margaritas.
Who's going to Red Lobster now? Like, their crowd has changed, apparently, since last time.
Hey, baby.
Hey, now. You know,
a lot of cheese biscuits.
Everybody wants a Cheddar Bay biscuit now. I go for some right now.
The Dew tequila drink that I had on the beach was not bad. But this is called Dew Garita.
Dew Garita?
What it tastes like.
Yeah.
Brooks and Dunn can do the theme song.
Dukerita.
Yeah, it's not far off from Dukerita.
Dukerita.
By the way, the Cheddar Bay biscuits, Jimmy, you mm-hmm. mentioned from Red Lobster, they sell a pack that you can make. They're just as good.
Yeah, they do. They say you make them at home.
Just as good.
Cheddar Bob makes them.
Oh, but I'd also like to get like 28 pounds of fish on a platter with it, and they give you big platters of fish at the Lobster. I ain't been there in a long time. I need to go
again. That's okay with keto and stuff. Eat some food. That would be a restaurant that's somewhat okay.
I'm getting it all fried.
Yeah, who in this room is worried about keto?
No.
Well, let me get my fat bomb.
No carbs.
Yeah, I ain't been worried about keto since the OJ trial.
No, me neither.
Get my fat bomb so I don't get keto crotch. Where's my fat bomb?
Oh, boy. That sounds nasty.
Yeah, but
actually, greasy.
Don't you think that there's like Mountain Dew and who's the other one that they do it? Like Skittles and all these different brands. They like just license it out.
Yeah, the candles. Remember the Skittles candles?
They license it out and they say, hey, we get press anytime we make Mountain Dew flavored whatever. So we're going to be talking, they'll be talking about Red Lobster again. And look, what happened?
Well, come on.
Yeah, I mean, you
don't knock it till you try it.
If I had longer time, I'd tell you about a couple wrestlers I saw there one time. But we don't have time.
Don't have time for
that. We don't have
time. You might hear it on episode 6, After Hours with the Rise Guys, which will be up by the time this show is over.
Yay. All right, so
text TRG to 72341 to get the link to that podcast. Standard messaging and data rates apply.
It's Little Dragon.
If you've ever done anything shameful, you can relate to this story.
All right, I'm listening.
Where you had to apologize or just, you know, come to terms with what you did. And this guy did. Chris Evans admits that he was, quote, embarrassed by that picture of his junk.
So was it.
It was an interesting weekend full of lessons learned, a lot of teachable moments. You know, things happen. It's embarrassing. You got to roll with the punches. I will say I have some pretty fantastic fans who really came to my support.
Yes, they did.
That was really, really nice.
There's a bunch of hot women putting it over. That's what it was. Oh, so embarrassing.
Yeah.
I got something that takes up a whole iPad screen.
Yeah, so embarrassing to be Captain America.
Paige, did you ever see it?
No, I didn't look for his junk. I wasn't going to invade his privacy because he was ashamed of that.
Yeah. See, now it's gotten to the point where I don't know which one's the real one or the fake.
The one that's a picture of the camera roll. It's not. He's not,
it's not
in
this
the,
one.
He's not in the picture. It's just it is in the picture. No, that's it. That's real.
That's it.
Yeah, that's real.
It's red, white, and blue.
So he went on a TV show, the Tamron Hall show, to admit what he did, and you know he said that he learned a very valuable lesson. I guess you do. Have any of you ever sent anything that you regretted?
If he was naked and I walked by this particular picture, I would hang my coat on it and walk down the hall.
Oh. Yeah. I've never sent anything like that to the wrong person.
Did. I want to play ring toss.
Who did I send the wrong thing to the wrong person?
You know what's happened.
I've never have because I don't.
She doesn't take explicit photos.
I don't. I've had someone just recently, this last week, to send me pictures of my feet.
It was Ron Reich, wasn't it?
No.
It was her foot doctor.
No. I haven't seen my podiatrist in years.
You tell a doctor.
I need to go back. But I don't take pictures like that on purpose.
That was yours.
That's his. That's Captain America.
I did send one to my husband, but it was pretty tame. Nothing where it's like you're completely naked.
You're just like holding one, tongue out.
How'd you know?
I'm telling you, man.
That's the international pose for ladies.
You know.
Stuff happens a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
Who's going to be next, Thor?
Look,
somebody drew a portrait of it with a Captain America shield on it.
Good Lord.
That was like Lemony Snicket's house.
I didn't know Captain America wore a helmet.
See, my go-to.
That's going up in Gaffney.
My go-to with naked pictures, when someone would say, send me a naked picture, it would be of somebody that you don't want to see naked.
They're going to put that under the peach.
Boy.
They might.
What happens when you mix red, white, and blue together? Purple.
It does, yeah.
Right there. There it is.
You know what time it is?
Game time.
Time to get ill?
Time to celebrate some birthdays.
Oh, celebrity birthdays.
All right. Amy Poehler.
Yeah, it seems like she tries real hard to be funny, and sometimes it works.
Yeah, doesn't even live near Antarctica.
Not remotely close.
Like comedy, you're loud, we get it.
Comedy, some people just don't get it. They say it's polarizing. Amy Poehler of Saturday Night Live fame, and you know from other Parks and Rec. You said that. She is 45.
50.
47.
Amy is 49. All right. Richard Marx.
Oh, man.
One of my favorites on Twitter because all he does is cuss people out all day.
Yeah, he hates Trump.
He really does. He's
Canadian. Why is he even talking about it?
Is he Canadian? I don't know where he's from. I thought he was American.
I thought Dick Marx was from Canada.
No, I think he's from, New York.
Oh.
No, he's from Chicago.
Oh, well, then I take it back.
Yeah, so all he does all day is hang out and be married to Daisy Fuentes.
What?
Yeah, that's his wife. He's married to Daisy Fuentes. And then he gets on Twitter and cusses people out and argues about politics. But he's really good at cussing people out. Like, he really has a skill for cussing people out.
He's funny. He's related to Carl, too.
Carl Fuentes? Hold on. I'm looking up to see what Daisy Fuentes looks like nowadays.
Still good.
What is she known from? Not AFV, but MTV?
MTV, mainly. Yeah.
Both, I guess.
Great. Yeah, both.
Oh, man.
He'll tweet pictures of her out sometimes.
She was pretty funny on some of the things that she did.
I'm looking at some beach photos right now, and...
Like, if you get the words to his song wrong, he loves to correct you on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not just mean about politics on Twitter. He's mean about everything, and I love it. I think it's funny as hell.
Richard Marx, 59.
60.
67.
Richard Marx is 57 today.
Dude, he looks like a magician now. Like, he's got magician face. Like,
he has magician hair, too.
He looks like Lance Burton.
Lance Burton.
And she looks great, don't she? She looks amazing.
Oh, make it disappear again for me, Richard.
What happened to Lance Burton?
What a lucky guy.
What happened to Lance Burton?
I guess Copperfield, Blaine, and all the other guys.
A tiger eat him, too? That's what's happened to all the magicians. Tigers eating them.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so I love this person, Jennifer Tilly.
Well, I know why you love her.
Why?
Y'all got something in common.
No, I just think she's odd. So
you do have something in common.
She's just really interesting to watch.
What movie was she in again? Was it Bride?
Yes.
Man, it was a bunch of Chuckies. Bride of Chucky?
Sita?
Yeah, I think. Cult of Chucky?
Cult of?
Yeah.
Wife of?
Yeah.
Son of?
Yeah. Curse of Chucky.
Curse
of. Curse of Chucky. Cult of Chucky was the last Chucky, I think.
Chucky for president?
See, no? They put out Cult of Chucky in 2017, then they put out a remake like the next year.
Chucky Goes to Camp.
Yeah.
Remake wasn't that good.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Tilly is married to, was married to the developer and producer of The Simpsons.
Wow.
Sam Simon.
That's
gay.
That's incredible.
Mm-mm. He died, too.
Yeah. Oh. I guess why they divorced, huh? Yeah, you put the XX after the names, it doesn't work anymore.
Okay.
I'm going to fix that here at work.
He left Simpsons early, right? Like, he cashed out way early.
I think so.
I didn't know he died.
Yeah, but...
Oh, wow, she is buxom.
You know what sucks for Jennifer Tilly is that she divorced Sam Simon before the Simpsons money started rolling in.
Oh
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he gave a lot of his away.
Yeah.
I will say that Jennifer Tilly...
Oh, that's real.
That's not real. ...is 60... years old.
That's Katy Perry.
Oh, 61.
57.
Jennifer Tilly is 62.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Let me add the 2020 after. Does that work if I put Jennifer Tilly 2020? It'll show me her now?
Usually, yeah.
Let's see what she looks like.
Really?
She still looks like Jennifer Tilly.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, with a dash of Roseanne, let's be honest.
Yeah, a little bit.
There's a magician celebrating her birthday today.
Lance Burton.
No.
Uh-uh.
David Copperfield.
Oh.
I thought that was a move in the bedroom.
Yeah, Copperfield.
Now, what does he do now? Does he still have a Vegas show or anything? Well, before the pandemic, you have a Vegas show or anything? Does he again now with a mask?
I think so. I think, didn't Judd go see him?
I don't know. He went to see Carrot Top. He loves Carrot Top.
Didn't he have some scandals, Copperfield?
What, like Me Too scandals?
Uh-huh. I don't know. Is he still married to Claudia Schiffer? Schiffer, I know how to say it.
Think so.
Dang it, I keep bringing up the book. I don't want to read the classic literature.
It's not bringing up the Urban Dictionary.
No, he's been divorced from Claudia Schiffer for 21 years.
Oh, okay.
But he's married to Chloe Goslin since 2006.
Did anybody watch speaking of magic, anybody watch the video of David Blaine go up with the balloons?
No, was it real?
I watched it, and it was on YouTube, and it was live streamed. I watched it after the fact, but it was live stream. He goes up with balloons, goes up above the level where you're supposed to be able to breathe with no oxygen, And then he free falls until he gets to a very small level and then hits the gimmick. But he was up there for like 6 or 7 minutes without the use of oxygen.
Yeah.
He talks like you don't have any anyway.
Dude, what was up with magic in the 1980s? Because, you know, back in the day, if you did like David Copperfield illusion stuff, they'd burn you to death or at least hang you or they'd kill you. You'd be an outcast, pariah, or dead. And then when we really embraced it was the 80s. But it seems to me that people born after the 80s do not give a blank about it.
Uh-uh.
And old people don't. But there's a certain generation of us that dig it.
I still love it. I mean, I really do.
Illusionist.
Yes.
Like a quarter behind the ear? You like that trick?
That's a great trick.
I mean, I like all that stuff.
I'd prefer it if it was a half.
if it was 100.
That's something about as a reefer joke.
He made the Statue of Liberty disappear. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah. He made all kinds of buses and all kinds of stuff. Airplanes.
Yeah.
He'd make everything disappear.
I wonder if he can make things disappear, but can he build walls for us? I will say that David Copperfield. I was talking around South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
David Copperfield is 70.
68.
67?
David Copperfield is 64.
Wow.
And Mickey Rourke.
84.
69 years
old.
It's
hard to tell with his face, ain't it?
Oh, bless him.
70.
He looks like he's having an allergic reaction to something or he got burned.
59. I changed 59.
Man, you don't want to have a birthday with any kind of fame on this show. We did roast you. How old is he?
Mickey Rourke is 68 today.
Yeah. Hey,
Randy the Ram.
That's close.
Yeah.
He has a good movie, The Wrestler. It's good.
It is a good movie.
It's good.
All right. Well, Rise Guys Headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We're going to take a break. We're going to pop off and come back in just a second. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules on 93.3 The Planet.
Let's go to Anonymous first. Anonymous always gets popped at the front of the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'll be better once I get some advice.
Okay, perfect. This is perfect timing for you then. What's going on with you?
Okay, so like Friday, I have a meeting with HR at work. Well, actually, me and a couple other girls, women, mm-hmm. we have a meeting. It's one-on-one, though, with the HR manager. And okay. So I'm just trying to see how I should handle this.
Okay. So, what's the issue?
Yeah, and I need to be careful because I don't want this to come back to bite me in the ass. I have to be careful about this.
No, you don't. Yes. As we just learned from the guy who hangs curtains, it is a competitive time for jobs right now.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Yes, I like my job. So, yeah. And what I like about your show is, like, we all kind of have the same sense of humor. You know, it just matches up and everything. So, All right. And, I like vulgar movies, porn, you know, not porn.
Yes.
Bad boy. Sorry, not porn.
Not porn.
Not porn. Okay.
Not porn.
Okay. Non-pornographic films.
you have more of a immature kind of sense of humor, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's crude, you know, like, you know, I already know, you know, Matt and Jimmy are going to die laughing. So, but this is serious.
Okay.
This is my livelihood.
Okay. All right. This is your livelihood. Here we go.
Okay. A week ago at work, I work with these ladies. It's like a small area. It's about four of us. Mm-hmm. And there was a new girl. She was a temp. And now she's permanent. Yay. All this other stuff. So, like, she dropped her phone or something at the cafe. Anyway, when she dropped it and she bent over to get it, she rips a big one. Ooh, it was...
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was. So, and we all did exactly what y'all did. We started laughing. I mean, because we have worked together. I've been there like 7 years, and the other ladies have been there for longer. So we've worked together, and we've all accidentally done it, you know.
Of course.
It just happened. Yes. Exactly. Hers was a big one, though.
Do you ever look at the other girls and say, hey, pull my finger, ladies? Did you ever do that?
No.
Do you ever heist your leg up and
get her to crack your back?
No. Do you ever aim it at anybody?
No, nobody's doing that, though.
Yeah, maybe you sneeze too hard or you get cutting up laughing, whatever it is.
right, exactly. And it just comes out. Exactly. So, you know, we laughed. I know I laughed for like 5 minutes and I had tears rolling. But anyway, she stands up and she's like, it was my chair, you guys. You know, like she didn't laugh. She was embarrassed, everything. But she really was like, y'all, it was my chair. Please stop laughing. It was my chair, you know. And we was like, oh, okay. You know, everybody's going back to work.
Right.
Chuckle here and there, you know, stuff. Yeah. But then I sit closest to her, and boy, oh, boy, woo, my nose was assaulted by the chair.
The chair don't stink, though. How does the chair stink?
Your chair can't fart.
Your chair can't make a bad smell.
No.
Unless you fart
in it. Exactly. Yeah. Man, it smelled like she had coffee and sardines. That was just like, oh.
Okay.
Horrible.
Okay.
And so I started laughing again, but my neighbor, she's like, you know, has a weak stomach. She's like, you, Matt, she has a really weak stomach, so she gets the smell.
Uh-huh.
And then she starts retching, you know, like, exactly.
Yeah.
And then she runs to the bathroom because she was like, oh, I'm going to be sick.
Oh, no.
And, and then so the girl, she gets upset, and she goes out to have a cigarette. And
you're talking about the farting lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
The new chick. Yeah. And then the next day we get information that we have to meet with HR because she's filed a complaint.
What? And what? Y'all should file one right back saying she just slowed down our work time because she was in here pooting.
She blew all your papers off the desk. How you going to work?
Yeah. This is not the time.
We're supposed to be serious.
She didn't even do it into her elbow like you're supposed to now. It ain't right.
There's gonna be some decency amongst us.
Look, I realize sometimes they really, really stink, but I'm like you. I do not understand the person who can even be around one and not start laughing. Why? It's God's little thing, like, haha, this is funny, y'all. Make a funny sound.
It mainly depends on the person with me. Like, if it's somebody that I think will be really embarrassed, then I won't laugh at them.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, whenever I go into the meeting, I guess my biggest question is, if I'm an adult, I will apologize if I'm asked to, but I mean, just like how I just started laughing here, telling y'all, what if I start laughing in the meeting? Or, I mean, what are we supposed to do if it happens again?
She might have it a lot.
People fart. It happens.
People do. If they don't, they should probably see a doctor.
It's perfectly normal.
Yeah, I would
Everything
imagine.
Farts.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to around 9. It's outlawed.
Man, we didn't sit in a little non-ventilated area.
Well, how big is the area that you sit in with the other ladies?
It's not that big at all. Yeah. So, I mean, even if somebody's feet stink, we gonna smell it.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh,
yeah. So in the HR meeting, you're saying if she starts she's going to say the word flatulated because HR business people won't say the word fart. They'll say flatulated and out of their buttocks and things like
that. Yes, it'll be flatulence.
And even that's going to make you giggle. But I don't know. Think about a dead relative that you miss. That'll get you. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do when there's situations where I get tickled about something where I shouldn't be. I think about my dad, who's dead, and it kind of makes me quit laughing. What are you laughing at?
He would have laughed at it.
He probably would have laughed at it, too.
I know, but okay, maybe not a good example. But, yeah, I think about weird situations that, I shouldn't be laughing at this. But you're right.
Okay.
Like, farts are part of life. I mean, do they stink sometimes? Yeah, they do.
Unfortunately.
But philosophically, we can all agree, but what do you do when you actually go to the meeting?
I don't know. If she says apologize, first off, that sucks.
If you're in that setting, and I don't think you start laughing in that setting. I think it'd be easier not to laugh.
Yeah, because that's your job. But I would just
laugh after.
Yeah, you and the girls go out for happy hour afterwards and chuckle it up. You know,
she might ask to get moved. You know, to a different pod.
To the other side of,
You'll still smell it, though, if it's a small room.
Yeah, put the lady with the gag reflex further away, and then, Point her toward the window is what you do.
You can't fart shame these days, I guess.
No, there's nothing. You can't shame anybody about anything.
Well, there's nothing wrong with if y'all have a little fan at your cubicle or whatever, and they're all pointed the same direction.
Yeah, that's what you do. Get some of that poo-pourri stuff and just spray her chair down real good before she gets there. You know, put dryer balls down in her desk drawers, whatever you got to do.
Balls.
Bring in a huge fan.
Yeah. But I appreciate you, young lady, because it's a tough world. If you, simple little things like that you can't laugh at. I mean, what can you laugh at, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we all do it. It's embarrassing. Yes. Get over it.
And then this new girl comes in and messes up the chemistry you've had in the I'm jealous of you. I have no chemistry at work with anyone I work with. So I think it would be great to experience that.
She doesn't want to be the new girl who has the gas problem forever, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's just jealous.
We're not in high school. We just laugh and keep it moving. Everybody has work to do.
Yeah, like, that's it. That's it.
It happens. People do it. It smells like blood sometimes, whatever.
And you know, chances are the HR lady's doing the meeting because she has to do the meeting, you know? Somebody asks for a meeting this day and age, human resources, they have to attack it headstrong and then, you know, file it in. So good luck. I appreciate you for listening to the show and calling us with your advice.
Come in with a gas
mask. With all the problems in the world, if that's the last thing. But you look, almost every problem today has been work related. If everything was free, we'd have no problems in this world. Of course, everybody would go. People would steal, and then it would never work out.
If it's already free, you don't have to steal.
But you know, it's just like the Halloween candy. You put it out free, take one. There's me and my friend. We came and took the whole basket.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. You have a great morning, and thank you so much. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye now.
No, says ass mole. Let the other kids get some first. Goodness. You come back in a half hour.
She was fun.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everybody who called, who texted, who emailed, who Facebooked, who Snapchatted, tweeted, all that stuff. We had a good time. Hopefully you did as well. Tomorrow is Thursday.
Yeah, it is. You know what that means?
Yeah, I do.
It means a lot of things.
It means a lot of things. But you're referring to Facebook fussing. Yeah, we'll have that tomorrow morning. So make sure you get ready to watch that at around, watch it. Around 7:30, we'll go live on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Get today's podcast, too. You can go to theriseguys.com. You go to the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341.
Easy as that, man. So many ways to listen to the Rise Guys podcast.
There's a bunch of different ways. make sure you do it. Paige's going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy, 5 a.m.
Puerto Rico.
Right. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Be nice to each other. It is good.
Nightmarish creatures.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Perverse. Perverse. Debauched.
Bad
Rise Guys.
Back.
Product of a diseased mind.
Morning. 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.